Have a think about this. It's based on some work from a guy called Richard Wiseman. I'm sure you've come across the work that we've done with Richard Wiseman, whether it's about gorillas or various different books that we've used. This particular idea is from his book called Quirkology. And he talks about mindsets, essentially, and how people will be making assumptions based on a whole heap of things. And this particular piece is really quite interesting. And it reads that in 1971, psychologists Barbara Buchanan and James Brunning had a group of people rate how much they liked over 1,000 first names. And strong stereotypes emerged, with the vast majority of people giving the thumbs up to the likes of Michael, James and Wendy. Remember, it was 1971. But showing a strong dislike for Alfreda, Percival and Isidore. It would be nice to think that these emotional reactions don't have a significant effect on people's lives. Nice, but wrong. In the late 1960s, American researchers Arthur Hartman, Robert Nicolay and Jesse Hurley examined whether people with unusual names were more psychologically disturbed than their normally named peers. They examined more than 10,000 psychiatric court records and identified 88 people with highly unusual first names such as Oda, Lethal and Vere, and they looked through the same set of records and put together a control group of 88 normally named people who were matched on gender, age and place of birth. Those with unusual names were significantly more likely than the control group to be diagnosed as psychotic. As the researchers note in their paper, a child's name is generally a settled affair when his first breath is drawn and his future personality must then grow within its shadow. This study is not alone in documenting the downside of having a first name that stands out from the crowd. Research has shown that teachers award higher essay grades to children with likeable names, and that college students with undesirable names experience high levels of social isolation, and that people whose surnames happen to have a negative connotation, such as short, little, or bent, are especially likely to suffer feelings of inferiority. Now, isn't that interesting? I do wonder what assumptions we make about the people who are around us. Whether it's because of names or other positive, negative connotations, what are we noticing and what are we missing? Think about the people within your own team and what assumptions, what mindsets you have about them. Are they mindsets or are they accurate?